I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Some new rules could be coming for alternative energy providers, and Schnucks has a change of heart. Talk about that and more. I'm joined by Tim Landis. He's business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with this alternative energy rules. What are we really talking about when we say that, and what are some of these rules that are under discussion?
Well, there are dozens of companies that have been out there for a few years now that they sell electricity on the open market to consumers as an alternative to Commonwealth Edison and Ameren. And this has been going on really since about 2012, and millions of people had switched over. Well, there were some problems in the last couple of years, complaints of misleading marketing techniques, consumers getting locked into variable rates that started out low. And in one case, a customer we talked to in Champaign, the rates more than doubled within a few months. So the Illinois Commerce Commission is going to look at a set of rules, basically, that would provide consumers with more detailed information.
Now, when these companies were allowed to start competing this way, it was viewed as a way to benefit the customer and provide lower costs for them. So is anybody out there saying this has been a failed experiment, or do they just think some tweaking needs to be done?
It hasn't gone that far yet. And actually, the Commerce Commission did publish some numbers. For the first few years, consumers who switched were saving money as a general rule. Then some long-term contracts began to expire for ComEd and Ameren, and they began purchasing power at lower rates. So they were becoming more competitive, and in the last year or two really have been cheaper overall than some of the alternative suppliers. And that's where some of the problems began to occur, and one of the things that the Commerce Commission really wants to help clarify here.
Let's turn our attention to Vinegar Hill Mall. You reported on the fact that at one point, pretty booming operation there with several different stores. Now there's just one store left in Vinegar Hill Mall. What's the future look like for it?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty. This is the historic complex, just a couple of blocks south of the State House. Even two or three years ago, there were restaurants in there, a couple of entertainment venues. Holy Land Diner certainly was one of the most popular spots in that area. And just over the last few months, everything has gradually closed down. Now all that is left, at least as of a week or so ago, was a pawn shop. They just had trouble keeping restaurants in there, it seems like. Some folks in the neighborhood will tell you it's about location. The State House and legislators not quite here as often as they might have been at one time. So there's still a lot of question marks.
A hearing is set for this week on an historic home located between Springfield and Chatham along Route 4. And what is going on with the Caldwell Mansion?
Well, just a quick bit of history. That's named for Ben Caldwell. He's a former congressman and banker in central Illinois. The home was constructed in 1876, and thousands of us drive by it every day there on Illinois 4, across from the Piper Glen subdivision. A group of local developers are wanting to convert that to a bed and breakfast. There would also be live entertainment, bar, and beer garden. An initial hearing is scheduled for this Thursday before a Sangamon County Zoning Appeals Board. Now, that would ultimately have to go to the county board for final approval. So far as we know, there's not been any opposition to it, so this could be something that might be happening in the next few months.
And finally, Schnucks deciding that they will allow people to ring the bells for the Salvation Army out in front of its stores, including the ones here in Springfield.
Well, there are two Schnucks supermarkets in Springfield, one on Chatham Road, the other in Sangamon Center North, and the parent company in St. Louis announced over the summer a no solicitation policy. It applied to everyone, but everyone in this case included the Salvation Army bell ringers, which have been outside of Schnucks stores for years. And just to pardon the pun, Sean, the customers chimed in and said they wanted the bell ringers back, so the company has announced in the last week they will make an exception in this case. So you'll see the red kettles out there again for the holidays.
Okay, that's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.